I wasn't born blind, but by the age of 6, I had lost my sight. My parents were both clinical scientists. They researched everything trying to find a cure. They thought I'd never see again, and I didn't, not for a long time. When I was 15, they found someone, his name was Hans Hoffmann. He was from Munich. He had invented a prototype of bionic glasses, and they did work. I could see well enough to get about on my own. He kept refining it until my sight did return. So now, when I'm wearing them, I can see like anyone else, more or less. But when I take them off, what I see is a world of shifting shapes and forms, a world created by thoughts.
Polly Parker sent the pictures.
On the monitor are the photos of Laura Collins. She's standing across the street. Zoom in. No, not her face, her neck. That's it. Laura's fingers appear to be pointing to her neck. In each of the three photos, her hands are in a slightly different position, as though something were encircling her neck.
What is she doing with her hands?
I think she's tracing a necklace.
Hello?
This is Phineas Sparks. I have a question.
Yes?
The necklace you were wearing yesterday, did that
belong to Laura Collins?
She gave it to me.
Can I borrow it?
Can we borrow the necklace?
Why?
We think there's a chance it may attract her.
Ask again.
May we borrow your necklace?
Will someone be wearing my necklace?
Me.
My assistant, Miss Dixon.
No, I don't think so.
Miss Parker, this is Taylor Dixon. We believe the person you've been seeing isn't Laura Collins. It's her double.
I don't understand.
What you've seen is her doppelganger. That's why she can vanish before your eyes.
Did Laura buy the necklace in Brazil?
It was given to her.
We think it may bring her out in the open.
She's attracted to the necklace. We believe Laura Collins' life is in danger.
If it's a doppelganger, it may try to replace her.
It wants to be Laura.
All right, then. But be careful with my necklace. I'll have it sent over.